Which is basically, I can tell you what it is. We got a bid for downstairs. I was talking about earlier, just under administrative. We have a bid that was to redo all the sprinkler system downstairs. And I told Linda to go back and get a different bid just for the IS side, because we really publicly haven't decided what we're going to do on the other side. So why mess with sprinklers if we don't know what we're doing? And that it doesn't cost any more to bring it back. So her bid is strictly for redoing the sprinkler heads and hooking it back up on the IT side, excluding the server room. Server room, we're going to do, it's supposed to be a fire suppression system versus water in a server room. So there, this bid includes everything in the IT except the server room.
Okay.
And just to let you know, Renee is working on with Linda to get what our annual cost for fire sprinkler system inspections are going to be, because there is an inspection cost that we have to have budgeted, which we'll have to add that into. So,
but don't let me forget it, because I will, just as soon as we get this handled, there's an emergency that we need to get done. That is a 2-year emergency process that we need to have done with Renee.
Okay. Is this the new bid?
This is the, I got in the Marmec Fire and Safety. Their bid came in at not to exceed $26,000.
Okay.
Atlantis Fire and Sprinkler were the ones who decided it was just too complex. They didn't handle such a big thing, and so they did a no bid. And then Simplex Grinnell's bid came in at $4,400.
Now, this is just the IT side, right, just the half we talked about.
Right, that's correct. We used Simplex Grinnell down on the annex. They did a wonderful job, but it was $3,800 there, so I'm $700 before I go over, so...
So this is, once again, we have to have Rick here just to kind of talk about, because still lowest bid, and if we
lowest and best bid,
but we're still going to exceed the $4,400, $4,500.
I think we have to go out.
Okay, we bid it. We did the phone bid thing. So
yeah, but we've exceeded in the period of time
within the 90 days.
The difference between a phone bid and the bid process, and I, you know, that's a real challenge.
Right.
Again, to get back to the point, is okay, looking at those statutes and following by, you know, word for word, you would not do that. If you are anxious to get it done, I would say that probably if you take the lowest and best bid and you called everybody you could find, you're probably going to have anybody's going to question you on it.
What about the minimum time?
If you're not anxious, you should probably go ahead and go through the bid process.
What is the minimum time on a bid? 10 days?
Linda, how long did it take you to do the bid process?
Once I get in the newspaper, it takes 15 days from that point.
If you call today and get it in the news...
You can make it could make Wednesday's edition.
Yeah.
And it would be 15 days from basically from Wednesday. So that puts you late September before we could finish the space out. So basically, because that's really the next step before we do the drop ceiling and we could do the flooring, I guess, now.
Right.
But
I probably missed the cutoff. I think it's like 10 o'clock is the cutoff I'm getting in the paper, so it would probably run the very next Wednesday.
I'm not sure you'll write it now, I think.
If that's what you want to do, Danny. I mean, but yeah. She called everybody in the region, including Springfield. I mean,
right.
You're not going to get any more people bidding. Yeah.
We know we're doing the right thing, mm-hmm. even though that statute says something different. And so it's basically okay.
Is it region? As you look at sprinkler system, is this everybody in the region?
Yes.
Because if it was, like, if there was two or three that was installers that we could give a quick call to or whatever, I'm almost willing to go ahead and...
Well, Simplex is the largest, and they're... I mean, you're not going to... I mean, you can kind of tell the Atlantis didn't want to touch it.
Yeah.
You know what? You might talk with your state reps and stuff, too. This process could be made a lot shorter, a lot simpler, if they would look at that statute and revamp it. I mean, it's silly that you have to go in the newspaper.
Right.
Anybody that's anybody in business goes online.
Linda, is Simplex on the state contract?
That's a good question.
I would have to check. That's a good question. question.
Because if they are, we'd be fine then.
They're the largest around.
Yeah, I mean, I still think we should go ahead and do it because we're not going to get a better price.
I'm going to make a motion that we approve the Simplex deal if they are on the state bid.
If not, then why don't we just table it and let her go in the room and come back? Let's just wait, Danny.
Okay.
Let's just wait because she can go find that out in 5 minutes.
Right.
Is there anything else you need to talk about?
The flooring.
Okay.
The flooring came in again from Superior Floor Company, a lot cheaper than it did the other places that we checked, which would again send us over on Superior Floor, but it's quite a bit of a difference. That's us installing, Grand Bridge installing the flooring.
Well, you're going to have to check on the same thing. See if they're on.
They won't be on state contract.
They won't be on state contract, but we have to. I mean, everybody does flooring.
That's going to say that's going to be something where you might come here and complain.
Yeah. Like, everybody does flooring.
Okay. So. Then I guess we put that out for bid.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but if this is for IS, I mean, we're looking at going ahead on the sprinkler and not on the floor.
No, we gotta wait to see if they're on the state contract or not.
Okay, so we're not gonna
follow
kind of what Rick was sort of suggesting.
I personally don't, I mean, you called more than three people, I think, on the flooring, didn't you? And no one else. The problem was what we're trying to do, and there's a little different than a traditional industrial tile. They're trying to do a little planks and just to make it, we took all their carpet away, so we're trying to do a little nicer stuff down there. You called a lot more people, and they can't bid wood plank floors.
Right.
So she called the traditional floor people, they just did no bids, but this is the three bids you did get.
Right.
If I'm understanding you and Nikki's right. conversation,
there is another one that's on a state bid, it's just a little higher as well than what we came in on this.
I guess what they're saying is we're going to bid it. If we're going to bid out flooring, might as well bid out sprinkler then.
It was higher though.
Think about what your bid process cost you. You may have to go on the state bid.
You want to check and then come back?
Certainly.
Okay. Let's do that.
Can't use a sole source with three bidders.
If you're on the state bid, you can use it for three bids.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about with three bids out there. None of these are on the state bid, or she didn't think so, right?
None of these will be, no.
So,
just check the state contract and see what the price would be on the state contract carrier, if there is one, what that price would be. Because if it's $2,000 more, we'll just wait it 15 days and put it out for a bid.
Perfect. All right. Thank you very much. I'll just leave you guys with those.
Sure.
Right.
That's fine.
Thanks, Linda.
When did we have our meeting with Renee?
Let me look at the calendar here. Do you have your agenda? I just deleted it for the week. I need the whole week.
We need to see Road and Bridge and go ahead and have them mow this front down here again on 160.
Okay.
And that's my issue, is to go ahead and strip that with whatever we're going to use on the top level, let it start growing down the hill, whatever we're going to use for before we start a real steep slope off there. This is the time of the year that you sow.
Yeah, we don't have Renee scheduled the rest of this week.
Well, we got to just talk to her then, call her in, and
we can probably squeeze her in tomorrow.
Yeah.
It won't take very long.
Let's do that because
I'll send a note to Nikki to put Renee on the agenda for tomorrow.
We'll have it at 2:00
today. Oh, we sure do. I was looking at the second page. Sorry, she's here at 2:00.
Okay.
You did too, remember? Thank you.
Got it. Okay. So what's next?
I think your shared leave at 11:15.
11:15?
I've left some documents up in my office. I need to go upstairs and grab them real fast. You can start without me or just give me...
No, it's a two-minute recess.
Two-minute recess real fast? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go get my documents.